Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1951, Shiloh Investments LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.17 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, approximately 0.15 mile east of the intersection of Hudson Road, which is Sussex County Route 258, and Fisher Road, which is Sussex County Route 262. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 50.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's boundary survey, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Gentlemen, who's up?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Pret Dyer. I live at 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View. Tonight we have with us another member, Mason Dyer, member of Shiloh Investments LLC, and Mark Davidson, who will be presenting the bulk of the supporting documentation. As indicated, it's a change of zone request for 4.17 acres. To C2, it's an infill of existing commercial in the area. At this time, Mr. Davidson will provide his presentation. Thank you.
Well, the PowerPoint is powering up here. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. As introduced, this is a piece of property located on U.S. Route 9, which is the Lewis Georgetown Highway. The property, U.S. Route 9, is on the north side of this particular piece of property that is approximately 1.17 acres in size. It is currently zoned AR1. We are asking for the C2 medium commercial zoning designation. U.S. Route 9 is a principal arterial and has a future right-of-way of 100 feet. So dedication of land across the frontage of this property will be needed for 50 feet from the center line of the road. On the south side of the property is the new Delaware's Rails to Trails path that is being constructed by the state of Delaware. That path will lead from Lewis to Georgetown. On the west side is an existing commercial piece of property that is known as the Dollar General, and then on the east side of us is a vacant piece of property that is currently zoned C1. In ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability within Sussex County. The purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer sales. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. It states that the district shall also be primarily located near arterial and collector streets, and it accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. The proposed rezoning for C2 for this property is in the vicinity of other commercial zone properties and uses and will not diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. It will not create a public nuisance or result in any increased public expenditures. And as you can see, these maps are in your in the hearing exhibit booklet that we turned in, but you can see, I'm not going to name them all, but you can see all the commercial uses that are in the area here. And again, our property, 4 acres, is located here, and across the street we all know that it's zoned institutional. That's the new Bay Health that's currently under construction right now, and then there's a variety of commercial uses up and down this side of on the east side of the property, and then you can see the commercial located along the west side. And as Mr. Dyer began the presentation with, this is an infill of just that commercial area that is actually wedged in between what is going to be the new rails to trails from Lewis to Georgetown and U.S. Route 9. The 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the area proposed for rezoning is identified to be in a low-density area. As you can see this area here, it's the low-density area. All the properties adjacent to us and around us, with the exception of what's across the U.S. Route 9, are in what is considered the existing developing area. The plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area of the county in general. As you can see, that it is adjacent to all these commercial areas. Some of the stated goals within the plan talks about promoted growth and development in areas where capital facilities and infrastructure are already available and adequate to support the growth. Currently, Artesian has both the water and the sanitary sewer CPCN for this particular property. They also have infrastructure in the area serving the Dollar General, serving the new Bay Health facility across the road. So there will be water and sewer available for this particular property. It talks about promoting commercial development and designated commercial office and industrial areas in scale, intensity, distance, and appropriate to adjacent residential neighborhoods. As previously stated, what Shiloh Investments would like to do is provide a commercial development that is part of the community and provides for goods and services that are part of the community in scale. Additionally, nearby residential developments will benefit in that the subject property is not adjacent to their development, but close enough to serve the residents with future services without having them to travel further, traveling further distances. Another goal is to engage in planning that considers the efficient location of public services and infrastructure while establishing future public sewer service areas. And again, this property is located along U.S. Route 9 where there are currently water and sewer services available. Talks about coordination with DLDOT and road improvements and other transportation projects. As you know, we will work with DLDOT on the access for this piece of property. And then currently, as I stated, that this is a principal arterial. There are dedications that are involved with this piece of property to secure the 100-foot right-of-way that is required along a principal arterial. And of course, additional easements are usually granted through the entrance plan process for utilities. Those permanent easements are typically granted to DLDOT for their future use for utility upgrades and drainage upgrades. No traffic impact study was required as a part of this application at this time. The focus of retail and office uses in a low-density area would be to provide for convenience goods and services, as I previously stated. And again, it talks about how commercial uses are may be appropriate depending on surrounding uses. I went over the the uses that are in the area at this time. Consistent with the comprehensive plan's future land use, the county has considered the development along U.S. Route 9 as a business corridor with a mix of residential and commercial uses that provide local residences with access to services they need. Local services would reduce travel to SR1 for basic needs. Furthermore, the plan promotes the U.S. 9 vision to be tied to efforts made to make the corridor multimodal. And again, we are adjacent to the new Georgetown Lewis to Rail to Trail, and that project is currently under construction. They are planning beginning in March to April, continuing the path from where the Cool Spring area is here. The path currently ends here. It's going to come down on the north side of U.S. Route 9 down to Fisher Road. It will cross Fisher Road, come down Fisher Road, and then it will come back down behind our property and somewhere along here where Hudson Park is, that's owned by Sussex County Land Trust. So that construction is slated to begin in the end of March, early April. And since the comprehensive plan is a guide for the future use of land, the county's official zoning map must be consistent with the uses and intensities of uses, and table 4.5-2 that that I show up here on the screen shows that C2 medium commercial zoning is an applicable zoning district in a low density area. We are in a level 4 for the 2020 strategies for state policies and spending. A little bit about the site. There are currently 404 non-tidal wetlands on the subject properties. The wetlands serve as a stormwater management system for the Dollar General adjacent to us. The properties are located in a flood zone X, unshaded. There are no historical and natural features on the property. Stormwater will be on site and use best management practices for handling stormwater runoff with an approved outfall by Sussex Conservation District and DLDOT. That approved outfall is currently in tab 2 of the exhibit booklet. We have the outfall approved already by the Conservation District and DLDOT. And the properties are not in any groundwater protection zones. Again, as I stated, Artesian has the water and sewer. Delmarva Power and Light Company will provide sufficient energy to this property. There is a Eastern Shore Natural Gas has a gas line that is available for the property. Along Verizon and Comcast are the main telecommunication providers operating in this area. And all these utilities ensure quality growth and development by planning and development of infrastructure and services in the county to complement state and local planning efforts. And with that, we feel that the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the C2 district and the future land use plan, strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes the growth and development through community design, mobility, utilities, transportation, and economic development in an area where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, ordered growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, with my presentation and the exhibit booklets that we've submitted for the record, that concludes my presentation. And any questions?
Okay, well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Holly Stevenson.
Now I understand the concept of change of zone and what can go in there under C2. So that's it.
Okay. All right, Mr. Hopkins.
Is it contiguous? Does it border the same the property on the east side with the liquor store and all that, or is there still a lot between you?
There's still a vacant lot.
Oh, there's still
lot
one lot there.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if you had connectivity on both sides. Did you talk about that? Are you going to try to make a provision in case, like, I can't remember. Is there a pond? Is there a pond over in the front by Dollar General?
Yes.
Yes. There's Dollar General's located
so you
here.
We have to put a bridge
here.
Over there. Yes.
The wetlands that are on our property keep us from being able to make a connection over to the Dollar General property.
Gotcha. But going east, you could.
Oh, going east, yes. There's as you can my rough layout here right now. You can see that there's a spot here where we could connect to the adjacent properties.
That looks good. I mean it. It seems like an appropriate place. I think when Pratt was in here before, there was another spot where I asked him if he could get interconnectivity using the trail, but I think it was on the other side of the road. Maybe not, but yes, that's not a possibility unless it's an emergency. Sneaking out the back way by the tracks.
That's correct. Yeah, I think DLDOT would frown, as well as the pedestrian and bicyclists.
They have a few things to say, yes.
So it seems like a reasonable spot to me. I don't have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor? Questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thanks.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
Okay, I have no questions either, so we'll ask you to take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1951 Shiloh Investments LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1951? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1951 Shiloh Investments LLC?
At this time, there's currently no one in line.
Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you.